Join us on The Path to Independence, an informative series hosted by Joanna Maxwell that takes a look at the stories of everyday people choosing to live life on their own terms. Hear it at 2gb.com/Path to Independence.
The Shooters and Fishers Party are now the Shooters, Fishers and Farmers Party. Farmers haven't got a voice. They're calling themselves. They've got a candidate. He's right beside me, Philip Donato. I've met him. He's a good bloke. Ordinary, simple bloke. Makes no bones about what he stands for. He was there at the beginning on the whole issue of greyhound bans. The Nationals, he says, have been resting on their laurels in New South Wales for many years. When it comes to the forced amalgamations, the National Party is the minister. When it comes to greyhound racing, the National Party presented the legislation. Mining in the Hunter Valley, the National Party say nothing. Just rip up prime agricultural land. Get to bed with the mining industry, federally, the National Party. Everywhere you turn. Now, this bloke's no dope, this Philip Donato. He made a simple point. That with the recent ban on greyhound racing, the Nationals have shown that their true loyalties are to the Greens and the Animal Justice Party and to the Liberal Party, not to the people. He's with me here. Good morning.
Good morning, Alan.
Tough
How are you?
Stuff. Good on you. What's the people of Orange, do you think, understand all this?
Oh, most definitely, Alan. The people of Orange have really endorsed us in our campaign during this last several weeks, and the overwhelming support we've been receiving has been fantastic, I think.
So you've got two National Party people, Katrina Hodgkinson and Chris Galaptis.
Yes.
They spoke against the ban.
Yes.
They were sacked.
That's right. Exactly right.
And now they're saying at an election on Saturday, vote for us.
That's right.
Basically, we've overturned the ban. We haven't overturned the ban. There's no legislation to overturn the ban.
Exactly.
The ban is still in place. And there are bureaucrats working behind the scenes to say, well, if we have to sort of make an impression that we're overturning the ban, we'll actually change the way the greyhound industry operates. We'll close some tracks. We'll say these other tracks have to be improved. We won't say who's going to pay for them. And we'll do something about whelping. And I mean, how could you trust people who said there'll be no forced amalgamations, but they forgot them?
Well, you simply can't trust them, Alan. The letter from Paul Toole indicating that he was opposed to the forced council amalgamations, the decisions they've made on the greyhound ban, the decisions they've made since coming in the government on the forced council amalgamations, you just cannot
trust
them.
Well, native vegetation. Now, the fancy words, aren't they? Native vegetation. A farmer can't clear some trees off his land without someone in the sky taking pictures of him, and then they prosecute him. I mean...
That's right.
This is a farming community here. He can't clear his land. You've got a wife and five sons.
I do.
Eh?
I do.
You say if you give somebody an inch, they'll take a mile. Well, they've taken more than a mile, haven't they?
They have. They certainly have, Alan. They've taken people for granted. They've abandoned their base. They've abandoned their core. And the people of Orange and the electorate of Orange are fed up.
They are fed up. I mean, they talk about animal welfare. We've got to ban animal welfare. Not a person in this room who wouldn't sleep with their pet if the pet was sick. Do these people have animals? I've got animals. I resent someone telling me that they are committed to animal welfare. It's like saying, I'm part of the peace movement. Oh, you think I'm in favour of war, do you? I mean, they're treating us as fools, aren't they? So you've got this animal welfare lobby, haven't you?
Certainly. I mean,
Trump said, we're sick of these minorities.
That's right.
He said, we're going to govern for the 99%, not the 1%.
That's right. The overwhelming voice from the community is that far too much influence and power is afforded to these minority groups such as the Greens and the Animal Justice Party, who represent a small minority of the population but seem to have a fairly disproportionate amount of power. Mm. The people are fed up, right, Alan?
They are fed up. Yep. I mean, you go up into the Hunter Valley and here you've got this Anglo-American mob, a foreign outfit. They've been three times knocked back for the Drayton South Mine and they come back again. And no one in government says, listen, rack off. This is farming land. The Liverpool Plains is farming land. No one says it. I hope you're going to say it.
I hope so. If I get the opportunity, I will.
Well, you know, what is the mood out there as you move around the electorate?
The mood is, as you said, Alan, an overwhelming support and a mood for change.
Do you think, though, that the people felt that when he said the greyhound ban's going to be overturned, that it's happened? Because it hasn't happened.
No. There are some people who think it's been reversed, and you've got to explain to them, nothing's happened yet.
Nothing's happened.
Nothing's happened yet, and you wouldn't trust them And come November 12, come this Saturday, if the Nationals get back in, I'd be very worried if I was a greyhound owner.
Absolutely. I agree with you entirely. Then the Cabon Shire. Now, we've got nothing against Orange, but the Cabon people overlaps the Orange electorate. They don't want to amalgamate. They're being told, you must amalgamate. All right, good to talk to you. So you've got a bit of work to do. You do what Donald Trump did. You still pound the footpath between now and Saturday.
Well, you never know. It's been a year of upsets, hasn't it?
A year of upsets. A year for the bolter. Absolutely right. Do a Leicester City. Do a Leicester City. There
Thanks,
is,
Alan.
There is Phil Donato, who'll stand for the Shooters, Fishers and Farmers Party.
Get your business off to a fast start in 2017. Advertise over summer with Macquarie Radio. Register now at faststart2017.com.au to unlock business insights from Ross Greenwood. Plus, receive a further 25% discount if you take up the offer. Visit faststart2017.com.au.